Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Nate. How can we help you, sir?
So, I had a date with this girl, and she hasn't called me back since. And I just kind of, I want to find out what's going on.
Okay. So you had one date?
Yeah, we went on one date. We went to the movies, went out for dinner. It was pretty good. I think we had a good time. Kind of had a little bit of a hiccup towards the end, but...
All right, now we're talking.
Let's get to that.
What was the hiccup?
I don't want to go into it right... I just want to make sure... I want to find out if that's really what the reason is before... I don't want to talk about it if I don't have to, necessarily.
Smart man.
So
yeah, I mean, let's figure out exactly
right
kind of what happened, and then... Yes, I have to talk. We'll figure it out.
This is beautiful. It's a little more than a hiccup, I would say, if you don't want to talk about it. But, okay, that's fine. That's fine. And I love the fact this is actual, like, a second date update. We're trying to hook up a second date as opposed to...
A fourth, fifth, sixth?
Yeah, ninth,
or tenth. Not a date at all?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you stay quiet. We're going to call her next, right, Nate?
Okay, sounds good, yeah.
All right, hang on. Second date update on 10s. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Nate did something so bad that he doesn't want to tell us what it is. That's a beautiful thing. So he went on a date with this girl, Tracy. One date, first date, and towards the end of the date, there was, I'm going to quote Nate here, a hiccup that happened that could be the reason why she doesn't want to see him again. And, you know, it's more than a hiccup because we asked Nate what it was. And, Nate, do you want to tell us here what the hiccup was?
No, I'm good. Let's wait and find out. Let's see what she says.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right, stay quiet. We're going to call her now.
Hi, this is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Please do not hang up. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, because we got your number from a gentleman who knows you. You know him. And basically, he wanted us to call you to offer a free date that we'll pay for to see if you and this gentleman can get together and maybe, you know, just see if you have a chemistry.
Who are you really?
Okay, so, yeah, no, we're calling you from a radio station. And we got your number from a gentleman. He wants to go on a date with you. You know this guy. And basically, the reason we're calling you is because if you go on a date with him, I'm going to tell you his name, too. It will pay for whatever date you choose. So let's say if you're only free Tuesday nights and you want to go to a certain restaurant, we can set that up, reserve everything. And then you'll go there. And the guy, I'll even tell you his name. His name is Nate. You went on a date with him already. You and Nate will go and see if you have a, you know, see if you have a good time on a free. No.
No, thanks very much.
No, he's what?
He's a f***ing idiot. I'm sorry. No.
Well, hold on. Okay, so he didn't tell us. He said you guys had one date, and he said towards the end of the date that there was something that, you know, might have been a little bit of a hiccup that you misconstrued or something like that. He didn't want to tell us what it was, but is that the reason why you don't want to see him again?
Well, yeah, I'm sure he didn't want to say what it was because he's disgusting and an idiot and really just a f***ing asshole. And no, I would never want to see him ever again.
Okay.
And if you call that a little hiccup, I can't even imagine what a real fight would be.
What was it that happened? Can you tell us what it was that happened?
So we saw a great movie and had dinner. It was fine. He should have gone to the bathroom before we left, like everybody else does. But did he do that? No. So we get it on 93. It's bumper to bumper. And of course, he has to pee.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, it's too bad. You got to hold it. Like, we've got one more exit to go and just chill, you know. But he's like frantically saying, okay, he's got to find another option. Or can I pull over in the middle of the highway? Like, obviously, I'm not doing that. So eventually, he just pulls the window down and just pees right out my window.
Stop it. Well, stop
mostly
it.
Out my
stop
window.
It. No, he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think he actually peed entirely out the window. I mean, I have to go get my car washed inside and out because all over the place.
Oh, hold on a second. I told you to pull over. Like, you should have just stopped.
What the f- is that? Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Is that Nate?
Nate's on the phone, what Tracy. The- wait, Nate, was that the hiccup
you
were
talking about? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was. In my defense, I made a mistake.
No.
I broke the seal before we left. Okay.
Yeah, no kidding. There is no defense for that. You're disgusting. Are you kidding me? You gotta learn to go pee like a normal person.
I think, listen, Tracy, I think you're overreacting to this whole thing. First of all, I definitely didn't get any in the car. Like, I am a precision peer.
Sure you are.
Wait, you're a what? You do this all the time, right?
You've got so much practice doing that. That's great.
Listen, I know how to handle my tool, all right? Like, I can get it where I want to get it. You know what I'm saying? I can write my name in cursive.
Well, you're not getting it anywhere near me, that's for sure.
Wait, Nate, so how did, out of curiosity, how did the car next to you react when they saw you peeing out the window?
Dude, we're next to a 18-wheeler. This hillbilly trucker dude. Excuse me, put my dick out the window. He probably thought I was going to jerk off or something.
Oh,
I was relieved when I just took a piss.
Right,
and
okay.
That guy knows, by the way, that guy knows what I was going through. He understood. He was just like, yeah, dude, I get it.
Okay, so listen, it's a misunderstanding. I think we can fix this in the future. I don't think it'll happen again. And if it does, now you know to pull over, Tracy. I mean, would you be willing to give Nate another day on us?
Yeah, right.
A free date on us.
Are you out of your f***ing mind?
She just hung up, Nate. I think it's officially a no.
Yeah, man. I mean, I pissed all over her car.
At least now you won't have to pay for any of the details.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
The first thing, if you're a single parent and you're starting dating, the first thing you want is for your potential next significant other to get along with your kid, right? Like, there's no situation where you wouldn't want that to happen. None, right? Well, wait until you hear the second date update on the 10s at 8:10 Monday morning.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.